Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The United States Constitution was not yet 30 years old when the post office opened in Washington, Virginia, the seat of Rappahannock County. Soon, though, that post office will be gone from the town. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project tells us why.
This story is by John McCaslin. He's the editor of the Rappahannock News. And he unravels through a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request, why a decision was made to move the post office out of the town of Washington for the first time in more than two centuries. The Washington Post Office, and that's Little Washington to the folks in the town of Washington, is among the oldest in the country. Established in 1804, the same year that President Jefferson sent Lewis and Clark across the country on their expedition.
The FOIA request turned up letters to Washington, Big Washington in D.C. in this case, written by a former head of the Postal Service Board. What was in those letters?
This correspondence revealed that James C. Miller III, a resident of the county, had a big say in this, and that his wife apparently didn't like the parking situation at the local post office and preferred things to be moved a couple of miles outside of town off Highway 211.
The story says the records included a statement that a majority of the community wanted the post office moved out of town. Is there evidence to support that?
Right, that was news to the local mayor and county officials who have never actually conducted a survey. There's no survey that they know of. Miller, in an interview, said it was based on his own impressions visiting the post office and talking to other patrons. Washington Mayor Fred Catlin said, quote, "It feels like a slap in the face," end quote, when in fact the people of Little Washington feel like they were never asked.
When the paper interviewed James Miller about this story, he said he simply reached out to the government about a problem, as any private citizen could do, and that there was nothing improper in his actions. And David will move on to our next story now, which is about a mystery involving some World War II photographs.
Yeah, this story is by Robin Siderke. She's a reporter with the Virginian Pilot. And it's the story of a Virginia Beach woman named Christine Dresser, who on Christmas Eve this year, while she was out of town, somebody drove up to her house and attached three old photographs to the front door. These photographs were pictures of her father, Emile Cormier, who died in 2013. But these pictures are taken of him in the Philippines during World War II.
Even though she doesn't know where the pictures came from, she does have a theory or two.
As she said, her father was a bit of a ladies' man. This could have been, these pictures could have been kind of a keepsake he gave to a woman not known to the family. It could have been perhaps a child born of one of those relationships. She doesn't know. At this point, she said she would welcome a half-sibling into the family. She's one of these people that's into genealogy. She's found that there's 900 people in the database who share her DNA, but not one of them is a half-sibling.
Her father having been in the Navy, it's natural to think he may have left the pictures behind in Norfolk with someone, but that doesn't help because he was never stationed there. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.